Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
If you were one of these people who thought the Philadelphia Eagles were going to repeat as champions of the NFC and they were going to go to the Super Bowl and win again, you are a loser! Loser! That's right. Now, the Eagles did cover the point spread, but if you did not watch the game, after an early avalanche, a positive avalanche in favor of the Eagles jumping out to a 14 Zippo lead, the Saints then went in, they recharged their battery, and they came out and see you later. Goodbye. Michael Thomas, friend of the show, caught 12 of 16 targets, had 171 yards. He did the same thing he pulled against the Rams during the regular season, had a touchdown. But the Saints did not roll up a ton of points in this game. They didn't. And that should give any gumbo-eating Saints fan pause. But the Saints do rally. They come back from the early deficit and beat Philadelphia to advance to the NFC title game. 20-14, the final. And the Eagles, even though they covered the point spread, the better story is in the losing locker room. Specifically, in this case, the quarterback who's about to leave the Delaware Valley. And I have seen a number of intellectuals who cover football who have told me, and they've taken a hammer and they've banged this into my head here, that let me tell you something. Nick Foles is going to make a ton of money. Oh, my God, Nick Foles. Oh, if you could only be Nick Foles. Oh, my God. What a wonderful thing, this Nick Foles. It's just miraculous. It's amazing. Nick Foles is going to make a lot of money. Did you know that? Yeah. All right, so anyway, let's discuss that part of it. Why not? Because that is what's next for the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Foles will write a check. And then he will exit stage right. See you later. Get out of here. All right, so would you want, here's the way we're going to frame it. Would you want Nick Foles if you need a quarterback in the offseason? Now, the answer is absolutely not. All right, Nick Foles, nice that they won in Chicago and all that, the Philadelphia Eagles. But let's live in the real world. We don't live in fantasy land. We live in the real world. You are an NFL executive. You need a quarterback. Do you want Nick Foles? N to the O. That's how it goes. Now, my thoughts on this, you've got the glass slipper, the boondoggle, and our friend Nostradamus will pay a visit as well. All right, so now to lead off with, let's focus on just this game for a moment. The Philadelphia Eagles, they needed a big monster performance, a Frankenstein-like performance from Nick Foles. And while he certainly got off to that kind of start, he didn't have the staying power. The first part of the game was wonderful, and as the game went on, it was progressively worse for Nick Foles. You talk about contrasting styles in this game, and the statistics. Now, the stats don't tell you everything. They tell you a lot. They don't tell you everything. But if you saw this game, they tell you pretty much the whole story. 8 of 9 to begin the game for Nick Foles, 113 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, had a passer rating in the first quarter of 155.8, which is really good. Even if you don't know what the hell a passer rating is, it's really good. 155.8. The mathematical formula that they come up with for the passer rating, it was outstanding. And so the Saints, they had to have some angst. They were worried. They were getting twisted around and all that. And then as the game settled in, and as Nick Foles settled in, the word is useless. He was useless from the end of the first quarter on. After that 14-0 lead the Eagles got, they were shut out the rest of the game. They didn't score the rest of the game. Zippo, Bupkis. The final three quarters, Nick Foles tallied 22 pass attempts. He completed less than half of them for 88 yards the final three quarters. He had 88 yards passing in the second, third, and fourth quarter combined. He averaged 4 yards per pass attempt, couple of interceptions. Granted, the last one was not his fault, but a quarterback rating of less than 20. Less than 20, the final three quarters of a playoff game. The sound you heard was the glass slipper not just cracking. It was broken in to millions of shards of glass is what that was. See you later. The Eagles had 8 first downs and 153 yards of offense in the first quarter. They had 7 first downs the rest of the game and less than 100 yards of offense. This was a manhandling situation. New Orleans ran 71 plays. The Eagles ran 47. And so New Orleans will now host the Rams, which is bad news for the Saints. They're not even know what hits them after the NFC title game is over. And the Saints are like, how could we lose at home? Drew Brees never loses at home. How could the Saints lose at home? I don't understand. I don't understand. How could they lose at home? But that's for next week. That's for next week. Not right now. Now, secondly, Nick Foles going... He's going to be the biggest mistake. I want to be very clear here. Let me say it loud and proud. Nick Foles will be the biggest offseason mistake in free agency. Some quarterback desperate team is going to fork over millions of dollars thinking we're getting that Super Bowl winning Nick Foles. And you know what you're going to get? Heartburn. That's what you're going to get. Including the postseason, Foles started 7 games in place of Carson Wentz, who went out with the bad knee, the bad back, the whole thing. And Nick Foles, he did win 5 of the 7. He was the quarterback credited with the win, and he completed about 70% of his passes. Very average 7 yards per attempt, touchdown to interception ratio 10-8, and a quarterback rating of 89. We have seen this script before. We have seen this act before. History is going to repeat itself again. Nick Foles left Philadelphia for the St. Louis Rams years ago, and it was a debacle, a total debacle. And you can expect more despair, more anxiety, and great football sadness watching Nick Foles run off to some other team. Even this season, if you look at Nick Foles' overall performance, and I keep hearing he's Mr. Clutch, and we saw the broadcasters on Fox when the Eagles got the ball back late. Does Nick Foles have the magic again? No. But you look at this objectively, and in the playoffs, certainly he had the drive against the Bears, the 12-play, 60-yard drive in Chicago, but his overall performance in 2 postseason games is disheveled. That's how Nick Foles looked, disheveled. Now, my evidence here, the numbers do not lie. Nick Foles had 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions collectively in the playoffs. He averaged less than 7 yards per attempt, about 6.5. His quarterback rating was 70.5 for Philly in the playoffs. You know what that is? Those are almost exactly the same numbers that Nick Foles put up when he was the starting quarterback for the St. Louis Rams. Almost identical numbers to when he was in St. Louis as the man for the Rams in St. Louis in 2015. That was a boondoggle. This is going to be a boondoggle 2.0. Mark my words. This is what's known as an impulse purchase. Now, finally, who is going to win the booby prize of the NFL offseason? Well, it's early. The field hasn't been settled. We haven't settled in on the field here, but you've got to keep an eye on the usual suspects here. The Jacksonville Jags, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Washington Redskins, I would put them near the top of the list with a wink and a nod to the New York Giants, who could say hasta la vista to Elijah Manning and think, we're going to pull a fast one on the Eagles. We're going to take Nick Foles and put him in the same division, and he can play against the Eagles twice a year. Good luck. So Nick Foles about to turn 30. There should be a giant warning label. Buyer beware. Not as good as advertised. Now, for someone like myself who's a distant relative of the great Nostradamus, and I don't always present my skills, occasionally I hold back, you can expect the more weird and mysterious performance from Nick Foles once he leaves Philadelphia again, as I've laid out. And here's one. Don't forget about the mystery team. There's always the mystery team that could enter the Nick Foles sweepstakes. Now, meanwhile, as far as the Saints here, they were able to flip the script. They did a U-turn after that shaky start. I got to tell you, I was not impressed with the Saints. I was not. Philadelphia's not a very good team. They got a lot of guys there that were packing groceries midseason, and the Saints at home, Drew Brees and this high-powered offense, the Saints scored 20 points. That's not a lot. They scored 20 points in a home playoff game against a mediocre Philadelphia Eagles defensive unit. Like, the Rams impressed. How can you not be impressed with the Rams this weekend? The Rams completely bottled up Zeke Elliott. They ran over the Dallas Cowboys' rotting corpse. And after the first quarter blues against Dakota Prescott, the rest of the game, Dak Prescott was zippo. Nothing. If any team in the NFC stood out this weekend, it was the Rams. It wasn't the Saints at all. And now the Saints will be home, and they're the favorite against the Rams in the NFC title game. And it ain't going to be 30 degrees and snowing in New Orleans. Even if it is, it doesn't matter because they play the game. There's like 73 degrees or whatever it is inside, 74 degrees, climate-controlled football. All right, let's hear from some of the participants in this Eagle-Saints game. Doug Peterson, a guy is a genius this time of the year in playoff football. Doug Peterson, what do you have to say for your football team?
We had the turnover, the throw to Zach Ertz up the sideline there. They got intercepted and just kind of momentum changed and went down
momentum.
And scored on that. And so nothing that they did. Obviously, we just didn't make enough plays to either stay on the field or continue drives, execute, and score.
Is Peterson stupid? There's no such thing as momentum. It doesn't exist. Is he a moron? Is Doug Peterson an idiot? Let's check. All right, here's more from Doug Peterson, and again, we gave you the numbers there, and I want to repeat those. Nick Foles, who got off to that amazing start, the final three quarters, Nick Foles completed less than 50% of his passes, had a passer rating of less than 20, but Doug Peterson, right up until the end, stood by his man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll look at the tape and evaluate that, but there's always throws you'd like to have back in every game. I thought the way he hung in there and battled and gave our offense a chance to go down and possibly win this football game. So I thought overall he played pretty well.
For three quarters, he was like projectile vomit, and he played well. What is that? I guess he's just got to get through the interview, right? Doug Peterson has to get through the interview. Who cares if he actually speaks the truth or not? He's like, oh, he played pretty well. Wouldn't you like to work for a coach, if you're a quarterback when your quarterback goes out and has a passer rating of 18.7 the final three quarters, he played pretty well. 75% of the game, he was useless, but he played pretty well. That's your Eagles coach right there, Doug Peterson. Here's Nick Foles, who was lousy. I believe Nick Foles will at least admit, he will admit culpability to this debacle.
You know, they really did a good job of, showing us different looks, but at the end of the day, we didn't execute. We got to be able to. First two drives were great, but after that, we have to keep it going. But I mean, they're a tremendous team. Hats off to them. Unfortunately,
What an idiot! See a moron? And you know. Can we have? I want to play that again. Let's do the and you know count. We'll count how many now before. How long was that, Roberto? Tell me my headphones here. How long was that? Was 18 seconds. All right. Over under on you know and ums. I'm going to go over under 7 ums and you knows, and I'm going to take the over. I'm setting the line at 7. I'm going to take the over. Let's play it again. Here we go. Let's listen. Here we go.
You know, they really did a good job of, showing us different looks. But, at the end of the day, we didn't execute. We got to be able to. First two drives were great. But after that, we have to keep it going. But, I mean, they're a tremendous team. Hats off to them. Unfortunately.
That's 8. That's at least 8 or 9. I counted 8 or 9. That's definitely an over. It's over 7. I set the line at 7. So, all right, here's one more from the wordsmith Nick. That's the University of Arizona education right there, Nick Foles. Public speaking was his major, I think. Here's Nick Foles, who I'm sure you're very concerned, Nick. You're going to make a ton of money. Some team is about to sign you to a contract, and you will hold that franchise hostage. What do you have to say about free agency?
I'm not really going to worry about it right now. I think I'm just going to do what I can to enjoy this fight back with my teammates. And we'll see what happens. I do know that, you know, we went out there and gave it everything we had tonight. And that's where, you know, everyone's got to keep their heads held high because that's what it's about. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But ultimately, if you give it everything you have, you know, that's what it's about.
So in the huddle, do the Eagles have like the play and the play? Do they run? Let's go the and the you know play. he must take all the time in the huddle because he's saying and you know is what he's saying over and over. All right, let's say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold, the Chargers season ticket holder, Garcia. Yeah, Chargers look good.
That was kind of boring. It was a boring weekend. All the teams that were supposed to win, great. I guess, won. All the
three and one against the spread.
No upsets.
Six and two teams win.
Six and two
picking games on the radio. 6-2 free picks I give out if you bet every one of my games. 6-2 against the spread. NFL playoff picks.
Yeah,
pure cash, straight cash, homie.
Yeah, you. That's, you know,
6-2.
Do you bet money on your own picks?
Of course. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So now I'm playing the stock market, though. I'm in the stock market.
So it's that's where that goes.
Day trading. Yes. Whatever I win goes right back to the stock
right in the crapper.
Right there. Weed and sports gambling stocks. So I'm investing. I'm helping because I know Coop buys a lot of weed, and I'm doing that. And then I've got the sports gambling thing. So I've got that covered.
All right.
So I'm good. Yeah.
Saw some sports gambling story I may have to bring up later on.
See that?
About some guy couldn't get his bet in time. He was locked out or something like that.
Some fortune. Yeah. So I had a friend of mine who's a...
Get you the details on that.
A friend of mine who's a Charger fan. Here's some of the messages he sent me the other day. This was on Saturday. He says, Patriots are going to lose tomorrow. Chargers are better in basically every single unit. Bosa and Ingram will retire Tom Brady tomorrow. That will give you something to talk about with those people. Chargers 9-0 outside of California. This guy said, "There you go." How'd that work out? How'd all that positive stuff for the Chargers?
Yeah. You shut up.
Yeah. I told Mrs. Garcia I didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So
you knew right away though.
You didn't have to wait for a while.
I tried to explain. We'll get more into it later. I don't want to talk about that right now, but. Let me tell you something. The Patriots have been the same old Patriots home, and the Chargers really were in a tough spot. It had nothing to do with travel. Everyone's bringing up the travel thing. It was really the incompetence of the quarterback they played against last week, Lamar Jackson, that really screwed the Chargers defense because Lamar Jackson shouldn't even be in the NFL playing quarterback. And you look at that, and you look at what the Patriots can do, and it's night and day. Anyway, we'll take your calls. If you would like to be part, the number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Boy, I hope Weedman calls up. I'd like to take that bet with Weedman if he wants to call up. Maybe I'll take that wager.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you were to play the confidence game, many people very confident in the Los Angeles Chargers of Carson, California, formerly of San Diego. That they were going to go storming into Foxborough, and they were going to come out victorious, and they were going to end the Patriots' run. This was going to be it. In fact, I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to mention these messages all night long. I told my friend, I said, you're such a moron with this pick that I am going to shame you. I'm not going to name you on the air, but I'm going to shame you every chance I get. I'm going to read. These are actual text messages. I'm going to the phone just to prove I showed my phone to Roberto. So I went to the phone. Here are the messages I got from from a friend of mine who told me to take the Chargers. This was on Saturday. Said, Patriots lose tomorrow. Chargers are better in basically every single unit. They will tomorrow win the game. Bosa and Ingram will retire Tom Brady tomorrow. It was on Saturday. He says, that'll give you something to talk about with those people. That's what he said. Yeah. Here I am. There you go. The Patriots came out, and it was like a tsunami type of situation here for the Patriots. Sony Michel, he was running the football. He's a running back. Sony Michel, 129 yards, 3 touchdowns. The Patriots did it through the air. They did it on the ground, and they beat the Chargers 41-28. The game was not that close. Divisional playoff round. So 8 consecutive trips now to the AFC Championship game for the Pats. New England will play at Arrowhead in Kansas City in the AFC title game. Patriots beating the Chiefs 43-40 back in Foxborough. Remember that game back in week six? The Patriots had a big lead and the Chiefs worked their way back. And if I remember correctly, Patrick Mahomes did not play very well early in that game. And then in the second half, he played very well. The Patriots go 9-0 at home this season. They're in their 13th conference championship game in the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era. 13 conference championship games, 8 in a row, and it doesn't even do it justice here. This Patriot team, remember when they lost to the Dolphins and the Steelers late in the year? That's it. They're done. There's no way. There's no way the Patriots can come back. And yet, they systematically took apart the Bolts in every phase of the game. So let's discuss the question, who do you blame for the Chargers getting smashed by the Patriots? Now, I blame Lamar Jackson. That I know he wasn't in the game, but I blame him. I've got rubbery, baby food, and the hydrant. Rubbery, baby food, and the hydrant. And we will lock all these together. Now, first of all, there are no excuses for Joey Bosa and the Chargers defense. No excuse. Athletically more gifted across the board, right? L.A. was taken to the slaughterhouse, is what they were, by the New England Patriots in the beginning of this game. And as we suspected, we handicapped the game last week, they were twisted into a pretzel with the passing attack, the running attack. Everything was working. And you go from challenging a very underwhelming Lamar Jackson, and now you're going against Tom Brady in his house. It's kind of like going from eating baby food, taking a child eating baby food, and they say, all right, here's a steak. Have a piece of steak after you've been eating baby food. There's an adjustment period here. The Ravens, that whole gimmick offense, that elementary school-level offense, lulled the Chargers defense with a false sense of confidence. And they were caught flat-footed in the first half of this game, and it was a blitzkrieg situation. The Patriots offense, they came out, Tom Brady, you talk about hitting the ground running there. It was a dense concentration. It was like a military battle where you have the infantry, armored infantry, on the ground, you've got air support, you've got water support. Every phase, overwhelming the Bolts. It was 35-7 at halftime. Game, set, match. Now, secondly, all week we had heard that the Chargers, because of their tremendous talent and the way they had performed on the road, that this set up perfectly for the Los Angeles Chargers of Carson, California, formerly of San Diego, to get the win. Blue chip talent across the board. This was going to be their coming out party. And it was their coming out party. And now they're going back home with their tail between their legs. And it was going to be the end of the Patriot dynasty. Blah, 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 blah. All those imperfections, all those deformities were going to show up for New England in this game. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It was Philip Rivers who had rubbery legs. Rubbery legs when the game mattered, and when the game was on the line in the first half, Philip Rivers was terrible, right? Now, the numbers don't even do justice by how bad Philip Rivers was. He at halftime in the game, he had one touchdown, had an early touchdown pass play after the Patriots scored first, Chargers came back. But Rivers completed 7 of 16 passes, less than 50%. He had 121 yards passing and one touchdown. And then in garbage time, Rivers pumped up his numbers. He inflated his passing statistics. He had a pair of touchdowns and 153 yards passing in the fourth quarter. The game was over at halftime. And he had a couple of touchdown passes and 153 yards passing. The big bugaboo for the Patriots had been the run defense. You figured if the Patriots were going to lose this game, they were going to lose it because they could not stop the Chargers running game. And yet, that's exactly what they did. The Patriots jumped out to such a big lead, it essentially neutered the Bolts' ability to run the ball. Melvin Gordon ran a grand total of 9 times for 15 yards. And that was supposed to be a big competitive advantage that the Chargers had. And on a sunny, frigid day in Foxborough with a game-time temperature of 26 degrees Fahrenheit, the Patriots were better from the beginning, the middle, the end, the whole thing. And the Chargers got some garbage time stats to make it seem like it was closer than it was. Now, the last point here. Now Tom Brady and friends take the show on the road. And that's where it becomes a problem. The game's essentially even based on the point spread. The Chiefs, a three-point favorite. They opened a three-point favorite at home. The Patriots were the same old Patriots in Foxborough this season. No different than any other vintage of the Patriots. 9-0 at home. Tom Brady was 4-0 home and road against playoff teams. Had great numbers during the regular season against the four teams the Patriots played that made the playoffs. So now he's 5-0 against playoff teams. And it's like the old line. Like sometimes you're the dog, and sometimes you're the hydrant. At home, the Patriots have been the dog. On the road, the Patriots have been the hydrant. They're losing record away from the friendly confines of Foxborough. And it seems like a pretty good spot, though, for the Patriots here this week. Because we get a sequel to Patriots-Chiefs, the regular season classic, this time at Arrowhead. And we'll look at the forecast coming up in a minute, the long-term forecast. But overall, the Patriots, the accolades keep stacking up for the Patriots. And now Bill Belichick has 1 week to go DEFCON 1 and try to cook up a way to handicap Patrick Mahomes, to handcuff Patrick Mahomes. And the Colts, Mahomes wasn't over the top great in that game over the weekend, but the running game for Kansas City was solid. Mahomes' numbers were not horrific compared to like some of these rookie quarterbacks, or first-year quarterbacks. Mahomes in his second year, but first playoff start quarterbacks who've been terrible. All right, let's hear from some of the participants in this one. The losing locker room, the head coach of the Chargers. Now, this guy, he had some cojones. Anthony Lynn, earlier in the year, that game in Kansas City, for example, but they got their butt handed to them there. And Anthony Lynn, I'm sure you're going to tell us that this is who the Chargers are, a team that rolled over and played dead on the road. That's your football team, right?
Well, I learned that, you know, one game doesn't define who we are.
Yeah, it
in
does.
The football
yeah.
season, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
And those men, they fought hard all year. And they were in some difficult situations and fought back and won. And
by violent
out. We just couldn't get that done. But like I said, I like the way they came out and competed in the second half. And, you know, I'm not sure if you can take anything away from this. I mean, from this one game today, you know, we got a bus kick today. But this we can learn a lot from this year, this season, from one another.
Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. not a comfortable moment for us, for sure. But I think in these times we can learn a lot about ourselves, and we can grow and be a better person and better teammate and better coach.
All right, there's two things wrong with that. Number one game does define your season, right? The New England Patriots last year had a wonderful regular season. They lost in the Super Bowl. That defined their season. They could not stop Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. That defined the Patriots of last year, right? So one game does define your season, and people aren't going to remember. When you look at this Charger team, you can say, well, what was their record and how did their season end? They lost in the playoffs to the Patriots. That's how you're going to remember that. This is a failure of a season for the Chargers. Well, maybe the standards are so low that this is actually a success for the Chargers, but it shouldn't be a success, right? So, yeah, one game does define your season. And as far as we're going to learn from this, we're going to get better, the roster turnover is so big in the NFL, I don't buy that. Every year is its own individual painting, and the painting does not continue onto another canvas. That whatever the Chargers become in the year 2019 has nothing to do with this. Each team is individual, and you can't combine seasons. That's not how it works. And the lessons learned, that's great, but you're not going to have the same 53-man roster back. You're going to have different players, There'll be roster turnover in the offseason. All right, here's another one from Anthony Lynn, the Charger coach, who was expecting Tom Brady to be terrible. He was very disappointed. Right, coach? You're very upset by that, yes?
I mean, I was expecting to see his best today.
Oh, you were?
It's playoff time.
Oh,
and
really?
He's been here before. He's one of the best that's ever been on that football field.
Didn't know that.
He did a heck of a job of taking advantage of some of the personnel matchups. You know, their running backs, they ran the ball well. They caught the ball well. They extended drives. And just little things like that. you know, he's really good at finding that and your weaknesses on defense. So we made some adjustments, but it was a little too late. And you know, we went little like we did last week some, but their running game was just too physical today.
I would argue they went little a lot, not just some. I think the Chargers came up little most of the game. So Tom Brady against Philip Rivers. Rivers is now 0-8. Philip Rivers is now 0-8 when facing Tom Brady. I believe they only covered the spread one time, the Chargers have. So the games haven't even been close, most of them. Here is Philip Rivers. You have just lost another playoff game. And what do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, they just played better. I don't know that it had anything to do with the extra week. They played better. I don't know that they did a ton of stuff defensively that surprised us. That first drive, like I said, we answered and scored, and we did some things. You know, it seems like we got to midfield every possession in that first half, just about. but then we just stalled, you know, lack of some third down conversions, not as efficient on first and second down. But, when it comes to an end, you know, we can analyze it all we want. They scored more points than we did, and they were the better team today.
All right. Now, Philip Rivers, who likes to wear bolo ties. You don't see a lot of professional athletes wear the bolo ties. Although I have been to Vegas for the rodeo, and I've seen a lot of Cowboys wearing bolo ties, but you do not see professional football players. Many of them wear the bolo ties. Philip Rivers, let's get the tissues out for Philip Rivers here, I believe. Yes?
Maybe there's a little more emotion coming out at the end because you just hate that it's over. You know, I mean, it's hard when it ends. You know, there's nothing like playoff football because you never take the field expecting it to be the last game. And maybe there's a little bit of extra that came out at the end, but it's part of it. I mean, I that's the way I play my best in many ways. I wasn't my best today. Obviously, when you don't score more points than the other team, you're not.
Yeah, well, he's been about what – Rivers' numbers are about the same in the playoffs. He's been a bad playoff quarterback in his career, and he was a bad playoff quarterback in this game. He was a bad playoff quarterback last week against the Ravens. Some of the Patriot guys, they love the fact that Rivers was trash-talking, but he yells at the officials and he yells at his teammates and he's getting upset as the game was progressing, but he keeps it pretty clean. He keeps it pretty clean there. He does not use too much profanity when he is trash-talking, which is an odd technique. Although I did see a funny quote from one of the Patriot defensive players, Adam Butler, defensive tackle for the Patriots, said, quote, "I was kind of laughing at him," meaning Rivers getting frustrated. "It was kind of funny," he said, watching Rivers melt down. Someone that was not laughing was Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold, Garcia, right over there.
I was not laughing.
You were not
that
laughing.
That is accurate, yes. Yeah. Although Mrs. Garcia was with her friends watching the game, I was home. I was home watching it. But even if she were there, certainly it would have been tough.
Did you consider leaving and just at halftime because the game was over? You can do something else, go out and get a bite to eat or something like that.
I really didn't have anything else going on. So,
nothing going on. Yeah. So you just watch garbage time football. You're like, hey, that's it.
My move is I've got the old laptop there. On the lap while I'm
that's why they call
watching
it
the game, right? Exactly. Yeah. And if the game gets uninteresting, I will turn my attention to doing things on the computer and kind of, you know, every once in a while you look up if you hear
check in,
something might be going on, but yeah,
I understand.
Certainly was not glued to the second half of that game.
Some good garbage time stats though for the Chargers, though. They made it seem like it was a closer game.
Yeah, I guess so. It wasn't, but look, as they say, the cliche, not as close as the score would indicate. And the score wasn't close.
Yeah. Brian writes in, he says, "Ben, could you do the show pretending like the Chargers won the game and the Patriots got beat down? Maybe throw in that Brady is considering retirement or spend more time with his supermodel wife." That's what Brian would like. Like a fantasy Mallow monologue. How would that go? We knew the end was going to come eventually. Yep. It's now over, Eddie.
It's the end of an era.
That's it. I did not expect the Chargers to win this game, Eddie, but I got to Philip
Rivers. I did not either.
To throw 7 touchdown passes against the Patriots, unbelievable. Tom Brady, did you see that news conference after the game there? He announced that he is now retiring to get full-time with Alex Guerrero to help people with
How about that shot he took at Belichick going out the door? So I'd never liked the guy.
I'm glad
I won't be around him
anymore.
Well,
he said, actually, he told the media in Boston, Brady off the record said if Belichick was fired, he could come back as coach, but he wanted Belichick out. Which
I have no knowledge of anything.
It was a stunning turn.
And Robert Kraft now going to sell the team. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's even talk the team is going to be relocating, which I don't think anyone expected the New England Patriots to leave New England, the Commonwealth. But they apparently are looking out, and there's talk of the team moving to Guam. And really did not expect that.
No, that was a stunner.
That is a stunner, because you think Guam out there in the Pacific, just a little island there.
The road trips are going to be very difficult.
But there's a real estate developer that's trying to sell condos on Guam, and he wants an NFL team. So, and Bob Kraft's like, I'm almost dead, so I'll just sell the team. Why not? There you go. Done.
So who can count on your ass?
Randy and Norm. Does that make you feel better, Brian? That was a mini Maller monologue with assistance from Eddie. There you go. That's right. Mr. Nice Guy says, the smartest move Elijah ever made, refusing to play for the Chargers. Well, he might get his wish now. Maybe Elijah can go to the Chargers and be a backup to Philip Rivers and get his wish and play out for the Chargers.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
All right, let's get to it. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
It is Maller to the third degree in Cupola.
Ben, over the weekend, Terrell Owens called for Jason Garrett's job after the Cowboys lost to the Rams. Do you think he should be fired?
Yes, I would fire Jason Garrett. I would have fired him 5 years ago. He will continue on. He's like a cockroach. First of all, Jason Garrett has been the Cowboy head coach for 9 seasons and has not watched over a team that has sniffed championship-level football, no conference championship game appearances. Typically, that gets you fired in the NFL. Now, secondly, Jason Garrett being treated like a teacher. That's essentially what's going on here. Like a teacher with tenure. It's like Garrett is guaranteed lifetime employment. And I don't see a way Jerry Jones fires him. He's clearly biased here. He's got an axe to grind. It's personal, but he's not wrong. Next.
Now, reports are saying that the Steelers can likely expect a second-round pick for Antonio Brown. Ben, the Raiders got a first-rounder for Amari Cooper. You don't think the Steelers can get that?
Absolutely they can. I believe they will. Listen, this is a fluid situation. They got a bunch of faceless players. Antonio Brown's a bankable star. This is going to continue on for the next couple of months. They can get a first-round pick. I'd keep an eye on Carolina, the Titans, Seattle, teams like that. Next!
Russell Martin thinks his return to the Dodgers can, quote, bring back magic. Ben, are you as excited about Martin's return as he is?
No, he's 35 years old. He sucked for the last 2 years. The Dodgers traded Yasiel Puig, and they traded all those guys to Cincinnati to get some money. They haven't done anything yet. Spring training starts in a couple weeks. Do something, Dodgers. How do we do? I won. It's a winner. I won.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. It's the instant advice line. Unscreened radio. The safety net is off. Who needs our advice? There's a lot of ways we can go here. Some people have said, well, I need advice on what I should get from Weed Man Hippie and our wager there. But no, we're not going to do that. We can give advice to the Dallas Cowboys who lost to the Rams, who learned that you can ram it all day, you can ram it all night. We could have done that. Indianapolis Colts and Andrew Luck. But I thought the Chargers' Philip Rivers is someone that really needs our advice, because the Chargers, with Rivers at quarterback, have played Tom Brady and the Patriots 8 times, and Rivers has walked off the field a loser all 8 times. He's 0-for-8. Against the Patriots in his career. Yes, I moved the microphone. So, what is your advice to Philip Rivers? You're live on the air when you hear my voice. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Hello, you on line 2. You are on the air. Hello, line 2. Your advice to Philip Rivers.
That's right. With the Ben Maller Homestyle Chicken Finger Fryer, you and your family can enjoy fresh, hot, delicious, golden brown.
That's correct. Golden brown chicken fingers. Line 2, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Sports take Weed Man is just as bad as Vibration Weed Man.
Okay, thank you for that. You are next. Hello, you're on the air. Advice, please, to Philip Rivers.
Weed Man Drink Boys and Bitch.
All right, line five. That's you, line five. Your advice to Philip Rivers.
Yeah, Matt Patricia's a no-talent hack.
All right, thank you for that. You're next. Line six, advice to Philip Rivers.
Is that Jason?
I don't know who that was. Hello, it might have been.
I thought
actually.
That was Jason.
Was that
yeah.
Jason in Windsor? Windsor?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I hung up on him. That's a bad job by me. Hello, line six.
Yes, play Best Beans. Download free.
Line two, you're on the air. We're giving advice to Philip Rivers, 0-8 against the Patriots in his career.
June 2019, Eddie's still number one in Betty's.
You're mumbling. I can't understand. You're line three, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, Philip Rivers should have had his kids playing the offensive line.
Oh, look at you. That's a low blow. He's got too many kids. He has extra offensive linemen. He can play the defensive line, too. Line four, you're on the air. Hello.
Operators are standing by. Their first 100 customers will receive a complimentary Coop cannabis container.
All right, very nice. He's got the whole Maller line of goods there. That's Jason in Ottawa. Hello, line five.
Never heard of him, Ben.
I understand. Let's go to the random line. Random line.
I've heard of him.
Oh, it's Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario.
Well, first of all, rest in peace, coaches Rick Frazzano and Gus Kanakis, and Philip Rivers needs a box, 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 box.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. He's happily married, I think. Line six, you're on the air. Hello, line six.
Call Guido. He'll get you a win.
All right. Line, I don't know what line it is. Whoever you are, you're on the air. Hello. You, yes.
R.I.P. Real sucks. Call.
All right, line three, hello.
So take that in your pooper and pop it.
Yeah. Are you there,
go
line?
Go buy a clone for you. Don't have to take the president and just go chill on vacation.
There you go. Just go have a nice vacation somewhere. Yeah, well, he lives in San Diego. His life's a vacation. Philip Rivers. We're giving advice to Philip Rivers. Line four, hello.
Yes, Ben. I would look Philip Rivers square in the eye and say, you hang up on yourself, Ben Maller. You hang up on yourself, Ben Maller.
Good homage to Mark the Full Name Guy. Line five, hello.
Download the Ben Maller Show podcast.
That's right. My perfect spokesman, Weed Man Hippie, to sell the podcast. The numbers are going to blow up. Hello, line six. Are you there, line six?
I am. We need Jason and Windsor to work on some technique with Philip.
Hello. Line
Big Ben Maller.
Yes. Line two. Are you there, line two?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hello. That was...
Yeah. You should call up Giselle and kick back and watch Ted Part 2.
Ah, there you go. Sure, why not? Hello, line two. Hello.
Use a condom.
All right, thank you for that. We'll do one more and only one more. Coop, hurry up. Pick the final call for Philip Rivers on the Instant Advice line.
Line four.
Line four, you are on the air. Hello, line four.
Henley says, eat your broccoli.
There it is. Eat your broccoli. With his radio cranked all the way up. Not realizing the delay in talk radio.
Got a murder, gotta go.